Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, hallelujah. The scripture says that the Lord has been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And the psalmist says, thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I made up my mind. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking the Lord for his goodness, thanking the Lord for his mercy, thanking the Lord that he woke me up this morning, hallelujah, and my mind was still stayed on him. I thank the Lord, hallelujah, just for faith to believe that there is a God and he is the creator of the heavens and the earth, and everything that was made, he made it, hallelujah, Jesus. This is the day. I will exalt the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah, my Savior and my Lord. Well, good morning to all. Good morning, good morning. It is a good morning. It is Wednesday, February the 25th, and here on the East Coast, we've had some cold weather. I mean some cold weather. We've had some snow. We've had some ice. I'm telling you, this February has been a month. But by God's grace, hallelujah, we're still here. We're still here. And it's nothing but his mercy. Nothing but his mercy. God's grace, thanking him, can't praise him enough just for his goodness unto mankind. Well, I pray that it's a good day for you and you got up ready and willing to praise the Lord, to give him the glory that he deserves, to give him the glory, hallelujah, that he is worthy of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I am Evangelist Reverend Thelma Cephas. This is Hanging Out with Jesus in the AM. And I welcome you this morning in the love, the everlasting love, the eternal love of Jesus the Christ. And I speak peace in your life in Jesus' name. I speak Jesus' joy in your life in Jesus' name. And I want you to hold on to this, that you are precious, you are precious, you are precious to our God. He loves you so much. Well, this is a live broadcast, and you can call in, you can share. Telephone number is 347-327-9930. You can just share and talk about how much you love the Lord or what the Lord is doing in your life, or maybe you're requesting prayer. Whatever it is, I want you to know the line is open. If you show up, if your number shows up on the switchboard, I will click you on. But I just pray that you have something that will glorify God and bless others in Jesus' name. Well, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you and I bless you. I just say hallelujah to you. Now, Lord, we pray, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will fall fresh on your word this morning and bless us, oh God, and encourage us and heal us and deliver us and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus, have thine own way. Have thine own way in Jesus' name. Amen. A few scriptures I just want to share today just to be able to encourage you. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And Acts, now Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms 29:11, The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. And Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's word is a powerful word. It is so powerful that we find in Hebrews 4:12, but the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word, it is powerful. It does a work on all of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It does a work. It cuts out some things that need to be cut out, and it replaces and transforms us. And that's a good thing, that we might be in the image of Jesus the Christ. Well, on yesterday, the Lord put in my spirit to read on Jonah. And so we're going to look at Jonah a little bit today. We're just going to look at it and see what we can pull out of this story about Jonah. It's a very familiar story. Most of us have read it or heard somebody tell it to us. But I'm going to read it, and as I go along and read it, we're going to see what the Lord is saying to us in our own personal lives. And, you know, it starts off, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. That's just interesting, because it starts off with a word of repentance. It says that great city, and yet it's great, and yet there's much wickedness in the city. And so we don't know a whole lot about Jonah. All we know is what the word says. But he said, now the word of the Lord came unto him. And so many times the word of the Lord comes unto us, and God declares that we must do something. And a lot of times we don't want to do what God is telling us to do. But one thing for sure, we need to warn people of their wickedness, that God is not pleased when we continue to live in wickedness over and over again. Nineveh was the capital of the Asian Empire. And so when you think of the Asian Empire, you know they weren't trusting in the Lord. They were believing in their God. Interesting. And even today, many are saying that Joppa, where Jonah went, is now known as Jaffa, and that is located south of the modern-day Tel Aviv. But we're going to talk about Jonah. Why? Because Jonah, there's something about Jonah that's in each and every one of us. We're running, and we don't know why we're running. But he was supposed to go and proclaim. He was commissioned by God. Didn't nobody come and tell him, but the Spirit of God. Just think about the Holy Spirit that's inside of you and how it speaks with you and how you wrestle with the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you say, God, is that really you? But you know what? When God is talking, we know that God is bringing about a conviction sometimes in ourselves, and sometimes the conviction is for others. But we find here that after God had ministered unto Jonah in verse 3, but Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. My. How many of us has tried to get away from the presence of the Lord, trying to run away from what God has called us to do? God is holiness. And maybe he didn't tell you to go and tell anybody about their wickedness, but maybe, just maybe, he's telling you how to live, what you got to do in order to clean up your act, what we have to do individually. Oh, God, hallelujah. But even now, we know there is nowhere to run. There is nowhere to hide. We cannot get away from God. His presence is everywhere. Even when we look at what David had to say in Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Just want to remind us this morning that there is nowhere to run. Here's what the psalmist says in Psalms 139. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? That's what David is saying. David said, if I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thine hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto me. Nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. God sees it all. We cannot get away from the presence of the Lord. We might fool ourselves and believe that we can get away from the presence of the Lord, but God's presence is everywhere. Everywhere. Can't get away from him. And look what happens. The scriptures clarify that there's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide, that God is everywhere. Right there in verse 4 it says, but the Lord, not the devil, not the spirit of the enemy, but the Lord, the God of mercy, the God of grace, sent out a great wind into the sea. And there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. A storm came up, a terrible storm. And Jonah is in this boat along with these other men. And verse 5 says, then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God. Those men on the boat. Everybody didn't believe in the God that we believe in. Everybody didn't believe in the living God, the all-powerful God, the God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And, you know, they had all those gods. I'm not going into that this morning. But they had all those things they worshiped in the foreign countries, all those who did not. Just like us today, we worship many things. Many of us are not worshiping Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. But the mariners were afraid. The people on the boat got frightened. How many times have you been caught up in a storm because of somebody that's around you, because somebody that's in a family, and you get caught up in the storm? And what do? You call on your God, or you ask them to call on God. And it said they cast forth the wares that were in this ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. The first thing they did was they tried to take some of the things, the cargo that was on the boat. They tried to take it off, and they threw it overboard. We want to get rid of some stuff, but we can't throw humans overboard, but we want to get rid of some stuff. And so we start casting stuff off. We start examining ourselves to see why this might be happening in our lives. That's all they were doing. That's all that we're doing. But Jonah was down in the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. Jonah was comfortable in himself. He must have been resting in the Lord. I mean, he was asleep. And when I first saw it, I thought about Jesus and when the disciples was rowing out to sea and the storm came up, a boisterous storm came up, and Jesus was downstairs. I shouldn't say downstairs, but he was in the lower part of the ship and he had fallen asleep. And the disciples got frightened, they got scared, and they went and woke him up and asked him, "Don't you care? We're going to perish." And Jesus spoke to the storm. I want you to know today he's able to speak to the storm. He's able to say, "Peace be still." He spoke to some of my storms, and when you look back into your life, you know he spoke to some storms in your life, and he said, "Peace be still." And I like what the man on the ship said unto Jonah. He said, "So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, 'What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, and if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not.'" We don't want to perish. We want God to deliver us from whatever trouble is in our lives. Not just our lives, but even those that are around us. God, it's not God's desire that any of us should perish, but all should come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so when we got people in our family that don't know the Lord, when we got friends, when we got neighbors that don't know the Lord, it is our duty to remind them that Jesus still saves, to offer the plan of salvation to them. That is a perfect time. You don't have to force yourself in that situation. But God will create a circumstance that you can go in and you can offer them Jesus to Christ and let them know there is a way out of this thing. There is a way, and it is Jesus to Christ. And they said, everyone to his fellow, "Come and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Casting lots was a traditional thing there. It wasn't dice that they rolled, but they had some stones, and they would roll the stones, and their practice and their belief was that if they did this, and however it turned out, it was God speaking to them. They didn't have the individual Holy Spirit, but they believed it was a divine revelation from God. And then said they unto him, "Tell us," these are the men talking to Jonah, "tell us, we pray thee, whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou, and what is thy country, and of what people art thou?" Ain't that just like us? They were questioning Jonah. Isn't that like us? We want to know something about other people. Where did you come from? What do you do for a living? So it just shows us in who we are in our humanity. Hey, we're all alike, each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And that's when Jonah told them who he was. But you won't find it right here. You got to go a little further. And he said unto them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which has made the sea and the dry land." So Jonah was not afraid to tell that he serves God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, a Hebrew, just like Abraham, just like Isaac, just like Jacob, just like Moses. Hallelujah. And we know that they trusted in the living God. I like what he said. He said, "which has made the sea and the dry land." So he knew that God was in control of everything. And verse 10, it says, "Then were the men exceedingly afraid and said unto him, 'Why hast thou done this?' For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them." So here he makes a confession. He tells them that he had ran from the Lord. Ran. You need to examine yourself. Are you running from the Lord? Not from salvation, but because God has called you to do something. God has called you to the work of a ministry. And you're like Moses, and you're saying, "I can't do it." Or you don't have the excuse that you stumble when you talk. But because of fear or some other things that are going on, you think that people won't receive you. You think you don't know enough. You run, and you say, "Well, Sue can do it, or James can do it." But that's not what God is saying. He's called each and every one of us for a purpose. And if we would just fulfill that purpose, the place that we live would be a much better place, regardless of the size of the space we're talking about. whether it's in the house, whether it's in the inner city, whether it's on the job, wherever it is, if we would do individually what God has called us to do, we would have a better space to live in. The atmosphere would change, and it would glorify God, and we would have a little more peace in our life. But I like what happens. I like what happens here in verse 12. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to land. But they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempest against them. So Jonah's saying, you can throw me overboard. But the men decided, first of all, they was going to try and land the ship. They was going to try and bring it to the shore. You know, when God is in the midst of a storm, you just got to follow course. You can't jump ship. You just can't jump. You just got to stay on there and hold on tight and continue to trust in the Lord. But it says that in verse 14, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O God, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from their raging. But they prayed, hallelujah. I see my sister's on the line. I don't know how long she's been on there, but let me click her on. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. I'd just like to say good morning. I've been on since you've been on. So
praise
just
God.
Have a blessed day. Yes, I was up on time, and I've been
praise
listening since
Lord.
You've been on. So I just want to say
wonderful.
I love you and good morning.
And good morning to you, and I love you too. And
okay.
May the Lord just bless you abundantly this day. We're not even talking about tomorrow. We're talking about
amen.
This day, because this is the day that
amen.
We have.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
We thank the Lord for her. But we like what's here in verse 14. It said, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. Innocent blood. So we see here that the prayer of faith is awesome. And then the men feared the Lord exceedingly. You see, you know, that's what happens. When God moves in the midst of things, it causes some more people to reverence God for who he is and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord and made vows. They offered sacrifices, but he told us that if we would just give him the praise from our lips in the name of Jesus, thanksgiving in the name of Jesus, that's the sacrifice. God just wants us to be thankful for all of the things that he do unto us and be obedient to his spirit. Those are the vows. Those are the vows to the supernatural life that we have in Christ Jesus. And then it goes on to say, in verse 17 of chapter 1, now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. So first of all, we found out what? The Lord prepared a storm. Storm first. And Jonah got in the ship and caused a whole lot of trouble for a whole lot of folks. Now they done thrown him overboard. And now he's in the water. But once again, God has prepared. See, we need to realize God has prepared a great fish. I know some of us call it a whale and a lot of other things. We're not quite sure. But it says a great fish to swallow up Jonah. He didn't eat him up, but he swallowed him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights can sometimes seem like a lifetime. But the point is, what we need to remember is that even in the midst of some of the trouble we have, that God has created the situation not so much to destroy us, but to get our attention. He has allowed things to happen to get our attention, that we might repent, that the people around us might repent, that we might turn to God our Father. Hallelujah. Well, maybe next week we will look at Jonah and continue to see this story. We don't want to stop there. But it's all about repentance. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior and your Lord, I want you to know today is a good day. You see, when we accept him, it means we repent. It means we turn from the ways of the evil world unto Jesus. Hallelujah, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Love. Hallelujah, and we turn to God the Father. And then we have a right to say, our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. God is good. God is good. I want you to remember, and it's just a reminder. I know you know this, but it's just a reminder. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And Psalms 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly, confidently unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I don't care what the trouble is. I don't know whether you're in trouble or somebody you know is in trouble. But prayer, continue to seek the face of God and ask him for his help. Continue to seek the face of God and ask him for his help. Well, my brothers and my sisters, I just thank you for being with me today. I don't take it for granted. And I want you to continue to read the word of God, study the word, meditate the word, and then hide the word in your heart, that you might be able to stand strong in the midst of a storm, that you might know that God is the one that is fighting your battle, and he wants what's best for you. He wants what's best for you. Hallelujah. Here he wanted what was best for Jonah. Here he wanted what was best for the people in Nineveh. He wanted what was best for them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, I've come to the end of my time, and we're just thanking God for all of his goodness and all of his mercy. And let me have a little prayer here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank you and we praise you. We bless your holy name. We thank you, O God, for your presence in the midst of your word. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing in our lives, in our families' lives, in our friends' lives, and in the body of Christ, even in the world, Master. We thank you what you're doing by your spirit. We thank you that your word is going forth, and it is convicting individuals, and it is transforming lives. Now, Father, there are many that are sick and many that are bereaved. There are many in the midst of trouble. Father, we just thank you that you will save them, that you will heal them, that you will deliver them, and you will give them peace and joy in the name of Jesus. We love you today, and we thank you for all of your blessings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, once again, I thank you for joining me, and I pray that you'll be with me again next Wednesday. Just think, when we got back, it'll be March, but not only that, it'll be March the 4th. Hallelujah. It's a special day in my life, March the 4th. But I'll tell you about that next week. I want you to have a good day, a mighty good day, and hold on to the thought, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?